BCBeavers.com here with head football coach Jeff Tesh talking a little bit about Brian Leinhardt. He's got opportunity to play in the Texas versus the Nation game coming up in early February. A lot of NFL attention this year, over the last year for Brian. What is it about his game that enables him to maybe take it to that next level?
Well, most of the scouts, I think we had about 16 of them came in this year, and most of them liked his blocking ability. They just say that kind of a kid is harder to find than an athletic tight end that can run around and catch the ball. The Jim Kleinsaucer type of guys are just still kind of a dinosaur, and they say that's his strength right now. He's working hard on improving his route running and catching ability, and unfortunately, you know, he didn't get a chance to show that off as much as senior year as he wanted because he was just hurt with so many different injuries, but still exciting to see him get invited to this All-Star game. He'll have the opportunity to play with a lot of Division I players. There'll be a lot of scouts there, and hopefully he performs the way that these scouts think that he has capability of doing when he's healthy.
You mentioned Jim Kleinsaucer there. You were at North Dakota for a little bit during his career. From what you remember, how do you compare his process to getting to the NFL to where Brian's at?
Both were great quality kids, both great work ethic, both have, you know, real quick, fast twitch fibers. They both pop off the ball real good. I thought Brian catches the ball as good as Jim. Jim was faster. I don't know if Jim was even stronger than Brian, and Brian's pretty strong. I mean, Jim was a second-round draft choice, so obviously a heck of a football player, but there's just some of those same work ethic, athletic ability types of things that Brian and Jim both have.